And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for the part of the show that we've been looking most forward to and telling you about. On the heels of the Golden Globes, we've come up with some of our own awards.
Yes.
We've kind of ranked them and chosen them individually, so we don't really have one concise award. We've got the Vandys. We've got the Patties.
Right.
We've got Gray, our producer.
The Vandys, of course, very prestigious award that is... It's coveted, really, all across the National Football League.
Yeah, it's coveted on this half
of
the studio. Let's start it out. Your choice, the Vandy for best hit.
Well, see, I should go second here because my best hit is actually not a Texans hit on an opponent. It's an opponent hit on a Texan. And the way the Texans survived that hit, that would be Joe Mays in the Denver game, his hit on Matt Schaub. And remember, Schaub was missing a part of his ear after this one. Mays got fined later in the week for the hit and suspended. And Schaub came right back into the game, finished it off through four touchdown passes. Huge hit. What's the Patty?
Well, the Patty also had a fine attached to it. And mine wasn't necessarily the fact that it was such a great big hit, but I thought it was kind of a crucial part of the game, and it was Tim Dobbins' hit on Jay Cutler in Chicago, knocking him out of the game, to which the Texans, of course, went on to win that game, and I think that was a big part of that win, was having Jay Cutler out of the game.
Knocked him out of the game, and our producer Gray voted for Glover Quinn on Jake Locker, knocked him out of the game at Reliance Stadium, so a lot of knocking people out of the game, but Schaub stayed in.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. All right, best defensive player or defensive MVP not named J.J. Watt.
Because Watt's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
right
well,
here.
Not only is he here, he's AFC, so, you know.
Yes, yes. I voted for Glover Quinn. We just talked about his hit. He had a really good season. He's an unrestricted free agent, so I'm sure his agent is thanking me right now for the Vandy.
All right, and I voted for Antonio Smith. I thought he just started out very strong at the beginning of the season. The sacks were there. The energy was there. I thought he was just a big influence on the defense alongside J.J. Watt.
Very cool. Next.
Well, of course, we have to throw out Gray had Brooks Reed in.
Sorry, Gray, our producer had Brooks Reed.
Yeah. Offensive MVP.
Offensive MVP for me is Arian Foster. I know Andre Johnson had his best yardage season, and Matt Schaub, he's the quarterback, threw for over 4,000 yards, but I think Arian Foster is kind of the straw that stirs the drink. The running game is so crucial. Ben Tate did not have a good year, got hurt. That played into it, of course, so I'm not all going to blame it on him, but Arian Foster was really solid. The yards per carry were down early, but they were blowing people out. He was unable to get that average up over four for a while, but he ended up with the average over 4 yards per carry. And I thought he had a terrific season overall. Crucial.
Well, I have to go with exactly who you tried to make a case not for, and that's Andre Johnson. It's just a no-brainer. Every single game, passing new milestones, breaking new records, and then he was just hands down for me.
Awesome season. MVP. I'm not saying the other guys were terrible when I say Arian is my offensive MVP.
All right. Best win of the season.
I say Denver at Denver was the best win of the season. It was week three. They were 2-0. We were wondering how are they going to handle Peyton Manning. Manning was coming off a loss, and I thought, wow, they're going to be extra motivated. Denver playing in the mile-high environment. And the Texans opened up a big lead. Manning kind of backdoored his way back into the game. Schaub threw four touchdown passes. I thought that was the best victory.
Of course, my victory was at home against Jacksonville, the overtime win. I just thought that was one of those games that, and I remember at that part of the season, you and I talking about, you know, they gave up a lot of points at that particular juncture, but they were still finding ways to win. And
right.
It was just such a huge win. I vote for that.
We'll be talking about that one for a generation, I think. Okay. We really will. Schaub threw for 527 yards, second best in NFL history.
Great. Said at Chicago.
Great win.
All right, worst loss, most painful loss.
What's yours?
Mine's probably the obvious. There's a few I could pick from, but I have to just go with the first trip to Foxborough against New England, 42-14 game. It just kind of was the start of all things going downhill.
Losing is never fun. You know, the Texans and Denver are the only teams in the playoffs to only lose to playoff teams. And the Texans did not lose to any bad teams this year in their five losses. But I think the worst loss was Minnesota, a team that I really think they're better than. You see, I don't think they're better than the Patriots. I think they're better than the Vikings. Losing on the road to Indy, you know, those things happen. But I really believe they should have beaten the Minnesota Vikings. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. They obviously didn't. But to me, that was the worst loss because that put the pressure on for that final game. They didn't come through.
That would have been my second choice.
Okay.
So we're pretty
close.
Not
that either one was a good loss.
No.
Hard to find one.
Newcomer of the year. This one, for me, I had didn't even think twice about this one. Whitney Mercilus, you know, made the most of his opportunities when he was able to come in, was one of the other leaders on this team in sacks, and I just thought he did a great job.
I think Whitney was awesome. There's no question about it. And I think he's really going to be counted on in the future for his pass rush. And we'll get to that in a few moments. I picked Donnie Jones. I like the way he punted the football. You know, Brett Hartman, we were wondering, is he ever going to come back? And obviously, he's not part of the future of this franchise. And Jones punted the ball very well for the Houston Texans. And I'll throw Shane Graham in there as a pretty good newcomer as well. A guy who wasn't supposed to have the job. Randy Bullock, draft choice, fifth rounder. You think he's going to get this job. But he got hurt. And Graham actually ended up kicking pretty well. Four field goals, 4 for 4 in the win over the Bengals in the playoffs. That was huge.
All right, we're going to involve the fans a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of great fan performances. Best fan performance.
Boy, you know, look, the Bengals game was outstanding because you know they were disappointed to not get the first round bye, and they showed up and they were very vocal. But I was just, and I know you feel this way too, really impressed with the way the fans traveled with the team this year. So I picked Denver, and I did a fan event the night before the game. I thought the fans were terrific, Mile High.
Well, and I kind of went the same route. I mean, the fans were great, and we have a picture in Boston of how many traveled there in Boston. Mm-hmm. But I liked the trip to Wrigleyville, and that was almost kind of personal for us because we did an event there. It was a fan trip. They had a whole bus full, came out, and we just had such a great time. So I'm kind of going with the same theme as how well the fans traveled.
Excellent.
But I'm picking Chicago. All right, this one is kind of a special one. And actually, this one, I think we have a unanimous decision on this.
We do.
The category is Best Call of the Year, and that's the radio call, Mark and Andre, specifically Mark. And to me, it was hands down the game winner against Jacksonville.
It was a fun moment, and it was kind of a surprise because you thought they might be driving for a winning field goal, but wait a minute. What happened?
Schaub in the gun, throws it right side, wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll! The Texans win it! Andre Johnson, 48 yards! My goodness! Houston wins it overtime!